Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is daf lamed. We're holding the third line from the top of the yomid. And we are talking about the inyan of saying tefilas haderech. When a person wants to travel, he has to say tefilas haderech. The nusach, the text of the tefilas haderech, we already went through the bottom of the yomid beis and the top of the yomid aleph. And now the Gemara says, Amos Matzli, when do you say tefilas haderech? Amr Bianca, Amr Bchizda, Mishar Shemahalech Vaderech. From the time that you start traveling. In other words, you don't say the Tefillas HaDerech before you leave, but whilst you're en route, then you're supposed to go and say the Tefillas HaDerech. Ad Kama, when, where, what is the duration? We'll see exactly what the Ad Kama means momentarily. Om Rabbi Yankiv, Om Rabbi Chizda, Ad Parsa, you're supposed to say it Ad Parsa. So Rashi has two pshatim in the Gemara's Kasha and the Gemara's Teretz. What's the Ad Kama? What's the Ad Parsa? According to the first pshat, is the person is traveling. How far into the trip should a person go and say the Tefillas HaDerech? The person is going to be traveling, Lomazong, 20 miles, 50 miles. At what point should he go and start saying the Tefillas HaDerech? So according to the first pshat, Ad Parsa, within the first parsa of travel. After he's passed the first parsa, it's over zmanoi, bottle tefilosai. You can't say the tefillah any longer after you have gone already a parsa.
Why?
Now, our Gemara doesn't discuss it, but in Shulchan Aruch and in the Mefarshim it's brought that when we're talking about ad parsa, it means after he has left the city tchum, after he's gone beyond the city boundaries. Because, for instance, if you're traveling within your own city, you're traveling from the lower Manhattan all the way to Washington Heights, you might be traveling with traffic maybe an hour, but the minhag is not to go and say Tefillas HaDerech, because that's really not going ala derech. Ala derech means to go and leave your town, your city, and to go on to another city, another place. So the ad parsa would not start until you actually leave your city. So for instance, a person who's going to the Catskills, the Moshul, then most people would go and say the Tefillas HaDerech when they go on the bridge. Why on the bridge? Because now you've left New York City, and now you're moving on, and now you want to say it within the first parsa. Because if you do it after the first parsa, then you get into trouble with our Gemara, that you're supposed to say it within the first parsa. How exactly, how long is a parsa? What's the size of a parsa? Parsa is 4 mil. How much is a mil? Mil is 2,000 amis. So that means we're talking about 8,000 amis. 4 times 2,000 is 8,000. How many feet are there in an amma? That's already machloikis. According to Chsoinish, it's 2 feet per amma. So we're talking about 16,000 ammas, right, Shtim?
5 kilometers,
okay. Wow. 16,000 ammas. Since the average...
8,000 ammas, 16,000 feet.
I'm sorry, 16,000 feet, thank you. Since it's 16,000 feet, and since in a mile is 5,280 feet, so 3 times 5, 280 gets you to slightly less than 16,000, so it's approximately 3 miles. Anyway, so you're supposed to say it within those 3 miles, not beyond the 3 miles.
How do you go to the airport? Is the airport outside? You go to LaGuardia, or you go anywhere?
Most people
would say it's actually...
And we're getting very much into practical halacha, which I try to stay away from. You should know, you should ask your competent Orthodox rabbi. I think most people consider within the 5 boroughs all one city. So even if you're traveling from Manhattan to Brooklyn, which some people think is like going to a different continent, to a different world. But nevertheless, most people would not go and say Tefillas HaDerech from Manhattan to Brooklyn, or Manhattan to Queens, or Staten Island, only when you actually leave the city limits. And even when you leave the city limits, you keep on adding another 70 amas for each additional house en route until you've gone beyond that. And anyway, okay. It's good gefreit. But continuing on, that's the first pshat of Rashi. The second pshat of Rashi is that ad parsa means that only if the derech is at least a parsa or longer. What happens if you're going to be traveling outside the city limits, but then you're only going to go another 50 feet, or another 100 feet, or another mil, or 2 mil. So what the Gemara is telling us is that you do not have to go and say Tefillas HaDerech unless you're traveling at least one parsa or more. But if you're traveling a very short trip, less than a parsa, then you do not have to go and say Tefillas HaDerech. So if you want to see the Rashi quickly, second line from the top, Ad Kama Zman Lehispalo, how long on the trip are you allowed to go and say Tefillas HaDerech? Ad Parsa. Avaloi li acha shahola parsa. Once you've gone beyond your parsa, then it's already too late. You can't say Tefillas HaDerech any longer. Ubahag mafarish, bahag is bahag aluchas kedoilis. He explains at kama yivakish leilech, how far is his trip? That he even has a chiyuv of tefillah. If you're going a very, very short distance, you don't even have to say tefillah sederach. So the answer is ad parsa. Afilu ein loy leilech el ad parsa. Even if the trip is as short as your parsa, 3 miles, 5 kilometers, or whatever. Avol derech pachos mi parsa. If it's only a half a parsa, 3/4 of a parsa, you're only going 2 miles instead of 3 miles. You don't have to go mispalel this tefillah. So we have a machloek is exactly what this means, which means, according to the first pshat, you have to go and say the tefillah within a parsa. While the second pshat is that the derech has to be at least a parsa or more, because if it's less than a parsa, you don't even have a chiyuv to go and say tefillah sederach at all.
The tefillah sederach is because of the sakana, you should be able to say it until you arrive safely. Why do we limit this for the first parser?
Why do we limit it to?
To the first parser. It should be like Kriya Shema at the.
If a person is concerned that he's going to Mukam Sakana, for that we have the tefillahs that we started off in the Mishnah yesterday and that we continued on the Amud Beis. Remember, in the Mishnah back in Chof Ches Amud Beis, it said that the Yeshua Oimer, that was the third wide line, Ahoylech v'mokim sakona mispal tefillah katzara v'oimer, and he says a one-liner, Hoysha Hashem es amcha es eris yisol v'chol parashas ha'ibur yutzarchem l'fanecha baruch atu Hashem shemei tefillah. That was the Lashon of the Mishnah. Yesterday in the Gemara, starting on Chof Tes Amud Beis, the third wide line, Toner Rabbanu Mahalef B'Mokim Gidu Dechay V'Listim, all types of Chayis and Listim, Mispal Tefillah Katzara, Veizil Tefillah Katzara, we had Reb Leza, Asei Ritzayim Chabashamayim, we had Reb Yishua, Reb Lozim Reb Tzodek, we had the Acherim, a whole bunch of different Nuschayis. So if you're going Takam Mokim Sakana, it's Kedai to say this for
the Nusach of the Tefillah Sederach, when we read it, is, it looks like we is to protect us from any mishaps,
correct. But we're not talking about Sakana Mamish. Sakana Mamish, those would be those films of yesterday.
We're not talking about Sakana Mamish. We're talking about the regular. No problem should happen. Not that.
Exactly.
Expecting that
100%
to be assaulted or.
So if you're going with a real travel, you have to go with a gun, so you're going on the derech is one thing. If you're just going a short distance, going across town, you're going.
No, distance.
So then you're supposed to say.
So you're limited to the first parsha.
You're supposed to say within the first parsha. Within the first parsha. When you eat, you're supposed to make the bracha before you eat. When you, what happens if I forgot? If you forgot, you forgot. Maybe the diavad you can, but l'chadchili should certainly go and say it within the first parsa, and not further down.
So even though within city limits, like 50 years ago, it used to be dangerous to step outside here on the west side.
Then just walking across the street, you'd have to say it over there.
Yeah. No, but there was a lot of mugging and a lot of.
So then don't even go outside. Stay at home. Go and we'll call the police security. We're talking about here normal traveling on the highway, on the road, going from city. Who said that?
I think Lubavitch does.
There are certain people that in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, they're traveling from here to Australia and back. So then they're saying Tefillah Sederach all the time.
That's what you say, Shalom
Lech. Yeah, they say Shalom Lech, anybody that comes after Shemoneh Esrei. Okay. There are those that, if they're going to travel from place to place, they say it in Shema Kaleinu, they say it in Shemoneh Esrei. But only if they're traveling. If they're just staying at home, they don't normally say it. Okay, anyway, speak to your local competent Orthodox rabbi and before you invite him. Now the Gemara says, "Hechli matzli la." In which fashion do you go and say the Tefillah Sederach? Rav Chisda Omar Me'umid, you should be standing. Rav Sheshes Omar Afilu Mahalach, even if you are riding, even if you're going. And the Gemara tells the story. Rav Chisda Rav Sheshes have a ka'azli ba'orcha. Rav Chisda and Rav Sheshes were traveling together. Come Rav Chisda v'kamatzli. At some point, Rav Chisda stopped and he stood up and he started going and saying Tefillah Sederach. Omar Rav Sheshes the Shamei, Rav Sheshes, who unfortunately was a sagi nohar, which means he was unfortunately blind. He asked Yishamis, what's Rav Chisda doing? He just stood up and he's starting to say Tefillah Sederach. So he said to him, V'atzli, do me a favor, let me also stand up, and I'm going to say it together with him. Now notice, just a moment ago, we had a machloikis between Rav Chisda and between Rav Sheshes, how you're supposed to say it. Rav Chisda was saying, you're supposed to say Tfilas Aderech, standing Umud. Rav Sheshes said, you can do it Afil Malach, even when...
Is this something B'dievet, though? Doesn't Afilu is less from B'dievet?
No, no, this is Afil Chetchel. He's saying, you don't have to say Umud. Afil Chetchel, you can go and say Malach. Okay. So now Rav Sheshes, Rav Chisda and Rav Sheshes are traveling together. Rav Chisda stood up, Rav Sheshes is sitting, and when he heard that Rav Chisda is standing up, Omele, he said to Hashamas, Oikman Namli Didi, please, help me stand up. The atzli said I can also daven standing up. The tefillah sederach. But miyois toiv al tikore ra. If a person can be good, why should he be schlecht? Why should he be bad? This is an expression. What the Gemara means to say is that if with very little effort one could be good and make the other person happy, that I'm joining him in his tefillah also standing. So why should I be a bad guy? Even though I hold mitzvah ikra din, it's not required. But since Rav Chisda holds it is required, you know, I'll stand up together with him, show him a little respect, show him a little bit honor. And if it's kenshaten, if I can go and make him feel good that I'm also joining him in the tefillah standing. The Maisa, we hold that it's taka, you can say it mahalach. That's why most people, if they're riding in a car or they're riding in a bus, etc., they do it sitting down. However, it says lechatchila, one can, if one can, one should. It is taka a little bit better to be standing up. If you look at the top toises, for instance, vehechi matzlila, atzulis derech koi, rafsheshes amra filim mahalach, vekaimul and krafsheshes, and ifilim mahalach, you don't have to stand up. Or me with tisefta, Pasak Rav Yosef Rav Chisda, Bechir Rav Alfis Pirish Rav Chisda Adifale Tvei. Says better, it's better to fezach like Rav Chisda if you can. Many of you know Rav Hirsch Leibinder, that's the brother-in-law of our Rav Zolzangizint, the Rav Hirsch Leibinder, that's the son-in-law of the late rabbi. And whenever he goes from the Catskills to the city, and they pass through the toll of going onto the thruway, that's where he always says the Tfilas Aderech. That's what many people say that when they go on the thruway. So as soon as he passes the toll, he stops the car, gets out, puts on his langarok, puts on his hat, takes out his Tfilas Aderech, and he says the whole thing standing up. Then he puts it all back together and goes back into the car and travels further. Most people don't do that, but it just shows you that there are people that are noyig takel chetchila to go and be standing and not just riding when they sing Tfilas Aderech. We enumerated a number of tefillos ketzaros on the Amid Beis. If a person is going the Mokim Sakona, he should go and say these brief tefillos. We also spoke about the Havinenu yesterday and back in the Mishnah. The Havinenu means that shortened tefillah, abridged version, where you say the first three brachas of Shemoneh Esrei and the final three brachas, and in the middle we go and merge all of the brachas starting from Atzah Choynu Olam Das through Shemei Atvila, and that's the Tfilas Havinenu in the middle. So what is the difference between the Havinenu and the Tfilas Ketzar? We don't mean, of course, the text. That's clear cut. This is much longer. Havinenu has seven brachas. The Tfilas Ketzar is just a one or two liner. But the question is, what other halachic ramifications are there? So it says, Yimon Havinenu boilet sluya gimel kamais v'gimel basraisa. Like we just said, you start off from Baruch Atah, beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. You go through Baruch Atah Hashem, Hokel HaKadosh. Instead of starting Atah Chol Onam Das, you go on to the Havinenu, which we had the text yesterday in the Gemara. Masha'enkin, if you sing the Tfilah Ketzara, you just go and say the Tfilah Ketzara, and that's it. You don't add brachas before or after. However, when a person gets home, in other words, Baruch Hashem, he's finally arrived at his destination, Le'boilem Hedel Litzluyeh. He doesn't have to repeat his Shemoneh Esrei because the Havinenu is perfectly acceptable. It's not the Lechatchila, but it is your acceptable substitute, abridged version of Shemoneh Esrei if a person has to go and abridge it because he's traveling and he's not able to go and stop and daven like he normally davens regularly. Betfilah Ketzara, by this short tefillah that we had on the Amud Beis, you don't add three brachas before, you don't add three brachas at the end, you just say that one or two lines. Since this is not a Shemoneh Esrei, then you have to go and say a proper davening, a proper Shemoneh Esrei. And There's another difference. Hilchasa Havineinu is Mu'umid, because Havineinu is like a regular Shemoneh Esrei, just in a bridge version. So you say it's standing. Tefillah Ketzara be Mu'umid be Mahalach. Tefillah Ketzara, by definition, you're Mokum Sakona if you can stand Gezuntai, but if not, you can just travel. You don't have to stand. So bottom line is, we have three Nafkim minutes between Havineinu and Tefillah Ketzara. Number one, by Havineinu, you have the three brachas before, the three brachas after, not by Tefillah Ketzara. Number two, when you get home, you don't have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei because you already said Shemoneh Esrei in the form of this abridged version of Havineinu. Masha'in kids for the Ketzara, you have to go and daven the full Shemoneh Esrei again. This is not a Shemoneh Esrei substitute. And finally, Havineinu, since it is in fact a Shemoneh Esrei, you should be standing. Masha'in kids for the Ketzara, you can say Ma'umid or Mehalach. So it says in the Mishnah, Yeroichev al ha-chamor, and the person has to go and daven because it's the Zman. What should he do? So the Mishnah touched on two things. Number one, whether or not he should continue staying and riding on the chamor or coming down from the chamor, as well as in which way should he be directing his tefillahs. And our Gemara is now going to expand a little bit further on what we learned in the Mishnah. It's Tanur Rabban. Hayoreichav al chamor. A person is riding on his chamor and his donkey. V'igi is man tefillah. Now is his man tefillah. You got to daven. If he has somebody that can hold on to the reins of the chamar, or presumably the same thing would apply if there's a nice pole that he can go and tie the reins to, then he can get down from the chamar, that would be preferable. Get down, v'yispal, and daven. Normally don't daven in a sitting position, daven in a standing position, and daven. However, what happens if there's nobody to hold on to the chamar? So if he's going to leave the chamar there, and he's going to say, chamar, do me a favor, please stick around. By the time he's finished Manasseh, he might find that the chamar had gemachta pleita. Why did the chamar run away? Because the chamar is a behaima, and the chamar doesn't listen, like behaimas. And therefore, what should he do in such a situation? He should go and sit on the chamar, because Rashi explains, because if you're going to be standing there, and you're worried that your chamar is going to run away, you're not going to have a lot of kavanah. You're not going to. The kavanah is going to be very, very sparse. So therefore, rather stay on your chamor and daven there. Rabbi Yomer, Benkach or Benkach, Yesh Mekayim Yispalu. Even if there is somebody else to hold on to the reins of chamor, you can stay on your seat and be mispalu. Fisha Ein Dat Mishavis Olam. Even if he gets off the chamor and somebody else is going to hold on, he's still not going to have that full Yishav Adas. Number one, because who knows, the other person is not going to do a good job. But Rashi says, Shekosha Olav Ikov Haderach. Just the fact that he has to get off the chamor, which means that this traveling is going to go and continue 5 or 10 or 15 minutes longer than he was hoping and expecting, that in itself is going to concern him to the point that he won't have sufficient kavanah. So, just stay on the chamor and daven, do the best you can.
Should you at least make the chamor wait? Whatever you can do
is the best. Om Rabbi Simon of Shuben Levi, Allah, Rabbi, Allah, Taka, like Rabbi, you do not have to get off the chamor, but you can daven on the chamor. Yes, if you can have the chamor stop and daven at least in one place, it's good. If not, you daven mahalach. Tanurban. Suma umisha'ini yochel chabedes aruchais. What happens if you don't know exactly which direction is Eretz Yisrael? And as we know, the din is you have to go and daven towards not only Eretz Yisrael, but towards Yerushalayim, and towards the Beis Hamikdash, and towards the Kodesh Kodashim. You're supposed to daven in that direction. Since we all live here in the western side, so we always daven towards Eretz Yisrael, we daven towards Mizrach. But as we'll see in Mi'at Hashem and the Gemara shortly, if you live, for instance, in China, make sure not in Wuhan or one of those provinces over there, but if you live in, let's talk about a neutral country, you go to Japan or Korea or somewhere else, so then where do you daven, assuming that those are to the east of Eretz Yisrael, then you have to go and daven towards the west. So you daven towards Maariv. Not only when you're davening Maariv, but even when you're davening Shachris and Mincha, you have to daven towards Maariv. Okay, and same thing is if you happen to be north or south, etc., etc., as the Gemara will explain. It's not about Suma. You have a person, Chas Hashem, who's blind. And therefore, he cannot tell, either he cannot tell, or somebody else who doesn't have his iPhone with a compass built into it, so he doesn't know exactly which direction is Eretz Yisrael. Then he should go and say to, I don't know, you know, so I'm praying to you, and you go and direct the tefillah in the right direction. Shenem, it says in Pasuk, Mispalu El Hashem. Ikar is Mispalu to the Baruch Shalom. He's standing in Chutzlaritz. Yichaven es liboy kenegin Eretz Yisrael. You should mechaven towards Eretz Yisrael. Now the lashon of the Gemara is yichaven es liboy. However, Tosis says that the word liboy in fact is a mistake, because wherever you are, you're being mechaven your leiv keneged Eretz Yisrael, and therefore says Tosis the word liboy should really be mechaven es ponav. In other words, he should stand face in the direction. He should face Eretz Yisrael. In fact, the word ponav, well, depending where you are.
Depends where you are.
It depends where you are. It depends where you are.
Wherever you figure out where Jerusalem is, and you face Jerusalem.
Exactly.
That's it. Wherever you figure Israel is, that's where you are.
Exactly.
How do you figure that out?
Get a compass.
If you have a compass, what do you
No, you don't need a compass. You're a smart guy.
Right? Use Google Maps.
You travel somewhere else. You know Israel's this way. This way, you travel this way.
Use Google Maps.
Not so complicated.
Very simple.
You're in South America. You look up to the north.
Northeast.
A little bit to the north, a little bit to the right.
So if you look at the fourth Tosis, you see Tosis says, are you only Bechutzla Yechavin? See, he leaves out the word Yechavin as Liboy. He says Yechavin, can I get Eretz Yisrael? Take out the heart, the Liboy. The Aponav Koy, we're talking about the Aponav on his face. Kiriktoni Seifa, how you Oymid B'Mizuch Machzer Aponav L'Marav. It all depends where Eretz Yisrael is relative to where you're standing. If Eretz Yisrael is to your south, then you daven in a southern way. If Eretz Yisrael is to your north, then you daven towards north. If you're to the west, you're down towards Mizrach. You're in the east, you're down towards Marav, etc. So the point, he has
what's
the
second Levite. I think Rashi just made a system of Levite throughout. That's why.
They have the
Gemara's going to Levite. What do you think of? The Gemara's going to.
They put it northeast, so that all the shuls there have a northeast. They have to figure that out.
Some, though.
Anyway, you do the best you can, and if after everything is said and done, you still don't know, and that's the first part. If you don't know, we're davening to you, Kadosh Baruch Hu, but through Eretz Yisrael. When if you're in Eretz Yisrael, you're in Haifa, you're in Bnei Brak, wherever, in Tel Aviv, then turn towards Yerushalayim. Shenema, v'spalu l'Hashem derecha ira shebacharta. What's the ira shebacharta? That's Yerushalayim. Hayom Yerushalayim, when if you're standing in Geula, Mei Shearim, or whatever in Yerushalayim, yicham v'nesliba kenegi Beis HaMikdash. Then go towards the Beis HaMikdash. Shenema, v'spalu l'Abayis HaZeh. When I'm standing in the Azor and the Beis HaMikdash, and you're davening, Chavnas Liboy Kenege Beis Kodesh Kedushim. Again, all these Liboys according to Tosis should be Chavnas Ponav. Go and direct your face in that direction, the Beis Kodesh Kedushim. Shenamer, v'yispal elamokam hazeh. Ha yo'im beis kodesh kedushim. What happens if you're standing in the kodesh kedushim? Now, how would you be standing in kodesh kedushim? It'd be the kohen gadol, and he's standing there. What should he do? Or could be if you have a worker that's working in the kodesh kedushim. I mean, that's a theoretical possibility, but in practice, if he's working there, let him go out for 5 minutes. Exactly. Why would he be standing in the kodesh kedushim? But you're right. If he's a bit of an intricate working that he's doing, and he can't leave, and it's already this man, so you should go and face towards. Now, our Gemara says, "Can I get basic components?"
In the Kotel, we're not shooting. They're not aiming towards the Kodesh HaKodashim because they go straight into the wall. And the Kodesh HaKodashim is in the back.
It's a very good question. I don't know the answer. So you hear the question Bill is asking. He says because when we're davening in front of the Kotel, the Koisel, then usually you see that that mask is there to the left. Presumably that's where the Kodesh HaKodashim was. If that's the case, we should all be davening in that direction, not straight ahead.
Their bodies slightly to the
they
left.
They do. Okay.
And they say the country and the guys will watch them. Uh-huh. They all shift a little bit to the left.
And now you heard it. That's authoritative. Now you know.
Watch when you go to the SMH. You'll watch what they do with these guys. The religious guys.
The religious people? The irreligious people, what do they do? They don't know what
they do. They don't dive into the cult.
They just take pictures.
If you're in Kachi,
holy guys.
How do you fasten with the inside?
Kachi is the cover over the Arna Kodesh.
Go to Vasikin or go to the
top of the Arna Kodesh.
It's the Prochas.
You're doing fine. I make the same mistake all the time.
One of those words, Truma, Tuma,
exactly.
It's one of those tongue twisters.
On top of the Oren, you have the Kapoiris. So you should go, and no, you did fine. So you dive it in that direction. Okay, so you have an Asliba Keneged. Now, base of Kapoiris, but take out the word base, Keneged, Ha Kapoiris. The word base here is baseless, because we need to go and say Keneged the Kapoiris. Good. What happens if you're in back of the basic kavayis? Then what it means you're achoyde basic kavayis? What it means is that you're outside of the kodesh kadoshim, because between the kodesh kadoshim and the final wall of the koisel, there is a distance of 11 amos. 11 amos. And therefore, if you're standing in that 11 amos, so if you're going to go and face like everybody else is facing in the same direction, then you're going to be facing outside the Kodesh Kodashim, towards the outside of the Koisel, to the outside of the Beis Hamikdash. So therefore, you got to go and turn around. And you have to turn now towards the Kapoides. In other words, even though you can't see the Kapoides, you're outside the Kodesh Kodashim, but you know where it is. So everybody else is davening in the same direction towards coming through Mincha, through the through Mizrach, and therefore you're looking towards Marav. He's going to have to turn around. He's going to be in Marav, looking towards Mizrach. Anyway, so in the Chayyim basic Kapoides, Yiroa Atzvah Hilul Lefnei HaKapoides, and therefore he should daven like everybody else, thinking and facing towards the Kapoides and Nimtza. And therefore, bottom line is, says the Gemara, I'm in the Mizrach. If you're standing in the Mizrach side of the Beis Hamikdash, or Eretz Yisrael, or Yerushalayim, machzeh panel the Marav, then you have to go towards the Marav side. If you're standing in the Marav in the western side, machzeh panel the Mizrach, then you have to go and turn towards the east. Bedarim, if you're standing in the south, machzeh panel the Tzavim, towards the north. Bedzofen, if you're standing in the north, machzeh panel the Darav, you go towards south. In other words, Nim to call yourself Mechav to sleep in the Mokke Mechad. Everybody is not on Mechav to sleep on, but like Toysi said, Mechav is Panav. They're all facing the same direction, all toward Yerushalayim, all towards the base of Minish, all towards the base of Kodesh Kodesh. Amrib Avin the same Reb Avina. Micro, what's the right of the Pasik? It's in the Pasik. Kemigdal Dovid Tavarech, Bonui Lesal Piois. This is a Pasik in Shir Hashirim. Kemigdal David Tzavareich, your neck is like the Migdal David, like the Tower of David. The reference to the neck over here is referring to the Beis Hamikdash. The reason why it's called the neck, because the Gemara elsewhere says that the Beis Hamikdash, which is on the Har HaBayis, is lying like between two larger mountains from the right and from the left. Therefore, this is situated in the middle, a little bit lower than other tall mountains. And therefore, it is somewhat in the form of like a human being, where you have the two shoulders, and then you have the head, which is at least the beginning of the head, it's submerged in the space between the two shoulders. And therefore, the Beis Hamikdash, in a sense, is like the form of a tavar. Bonu l'talpiyos, it's built up l'talpiyos. So what means talpiyos? Tail. Tail means like a mound or a heap. Shekol piyos, pointing by that all the mouths are turned in its direction to go and say their tillis to the Beis Hamikdash, to the Kodesh Kodashim. Okay, we go back now to people that are traveling and have to go and say Krishma and have to go and daven Shemoneh Esrei. So we're going to have a couple of different minhagim over here. Avu d'Shmuel v'Levi, ki have a boy lemefik le'orcha. Avu d'Shmuel and Levi, when they had to go and travel, have a mekadmi umatzli. They would go and, before they would leave, they would go and say Shemoneh Esrei. Ki have a motiv man Krishma karu. In other words, we're talking about that they were getting up lemushal after Amud HaShachar. It wasn't yet the Zman of Kriyashma. Zman Kriyashma is from the Zman of Kishiyakir Es Chaveroi, Mishiyakir Es Chaveroi. And then Lichatchili, you're not supposed to daven Shemoneh Esrei before Netzachama, but that's all Lichatchili, because Netzachama is considered to be the real McCoy, the beginning of the day. However, B'diavad, you can already daven from Amud HaShachar. So, even though Amud HaShachar is still pretty dark outside, it's 72 minutes before Netzachama, but B'diavad, that's considered to already be the beginning of the day. So if you have a situation where you have to travel, the Hostel Mishka Breda, then what you have to do is, and you have to go and start the Hidavin Shemoneh Esrei. They Hidavin Shemoneh Esrei before they left on their trip. And afterwards, when it got the Zman Kriyashma, in other words, 40 minutes, 50 minutes later, whatever, you say Mishiyakar is approximately twice, 20 minutes before Netz, something like that, maybe half an hour. Okay, so after half an hour, after 40 minutes, when they're ready traveling, and they would go and daven Krishma en route. Okay, so again, you have a boy lemefik le'orcha, as until they had to go and travel, have a mekadmi umatzli, they would go and daven Shemoneh Esrei first at home, standing up and saying a normal Shemoneh Esrei. But you have a motiz, man Krishma, when his man Krishma hit, when they're already en route, then they would go and line Krishma. So notice, they do not get the benefit of what we usually have on a daily basis, that you're masmich ke'ula l'tfilah, but they felt they had no choice because they wanted to go and daven properly, meaning standing up, Shemoneh Esrei, and not sitting down, traveling in, for instance, a wagon or on a boat, etc.
Without feeling, so they put your feeling when they say Shema Yisrael.
They worked hard all day, didn't they?
They did, but you can only start from the day. And Bill's point is that it was not this man tefillin yet. So presumably they put it on right before they said Krishma. Correct. Yotimor Kiman Kaitana, according to who does this go? According to the following Tana, the Sanya, like we learned in the Brais. Now the Brais is going to tell us about people that are first traveling on foot, and then finally it's going to end off people that are traveling in a wagon or on a sfina in a boat. The presumption is, although the Gemara didn't say it clearly, that Avud and Shmuel Velevi were in fact traveling also on a wagon or on a boat, and therefore, as we'll see in the Gemara, the problem was, whilst they're traveling, they wouldn't be able to stand in the wagon or on the boat. If they stand on the boat, they would say, sit down, the whole boat is shaking, you can see it's going in all directions, especially if the person is davening and shuckling at the same time, then the boat will really shuckle. They said, mister, sit down. And we're not talking about, you know, the Titanic, which is going to sink anyway, or any other large ship. We're talking about a small boat.
Sit when you're diving on a
plane. Anyway, so...
Yeah.
You sit when you're on a plane, you better sit, otherwise the stewardess will scream at you.
I'm saying.
When you're davening, so wait until this man that you can stand up.
I'll distract you. Yeah.
Only in the lodge here.
Okay, anyway, let's get back. So, they're traveling and they have to sit the whole route, so therefore they daven Shemoneh Esrei first at home, and then they sit Krishma en route as they travel. Now, says the Gemara, this is similar to what we learned in the following Braisa. The Sanya Hishkim Lotzeis Lederach, a person Taka had to go get up early in the morning, and he wants to make sure that he'll be able to mekayim all the mitzvahs of that day. So the marshal, if it happens to be Rosh Hashanah, and remember, we're not traveling here at this point on a Karan or a Sfina, we're traveling by foot. The person is going to walk, and therefore there's no problem in being over Hilchas Yomtiv, so don't be concerned about that. So, but he is concerned by the fact that he has to walk, that he's not going to have a shofar throughout the day, and therefore bring him a shofar early in the morning after Amud HaShachar, even though it's before Netzachama, B'dieben, in the Shas of Chak, you can already rely on Amud HaShachar as being the beginning of the day. So bring him a shofar, B'tekeh, and he'll blow on Rosh Hashanah. Similarly, if it happens to be Sukkot, Lulav, bring a Lulav, and Amen, he'll go and shock a Lulav. And if it happens to be Purim, Megillah V'Koyim, he's going to go and line the Megillah. Okay, now he continues to walk and walk and walk after he finished blowing shofar and after he did the ninuim of the lulav, etc. And now he's walking. Shigiyah is man krishma. Now it's man krishma time. Now you should go online krishma. Okay, zayafai. Hishkim leishe bekorna besvina. Oh, our case now. That was the case of the Avud Shmuel Velevi that are now traveling in a corner of Svina. Mispalel. They should go and daven first at home, standing up and do the regular tefillah. Ukshigiyas man krishma. Now when they're on the corner of Svina, now they should go and learn krishma, even though it's out of order in terms of the mas mechula tefillah. But this is a preferable way of doing it. Gizuntai. Go and daven at home nicely. The kavona standing up. And when it comes to man krishma, you're going to go and learn krishma then. If Shimon goes to Omer, no. Ben kach koyde Krishma umispalo. He should not do that. He should not daven early. Rather, when he is en route in the Karn or the Svina, he should go and lay Krishma. And after that, he should go and say the Tvila. He should go and say Shimon Esrei. Why? Kedeshi Yismach ul the Tvila. So you have the benefit of Gal Yisrael, and then you start Shimon Esrei right after that. I give all the Gezach. What is the Tanakama hold? The Maika Mifgi. Masav et Tvila Ma'umir Adav. The first time the Tanakama holds, it's much better to go and daven Shimon Esrei standing up, because that's the way you're supposed to daven. Going and saying it sitting down is only a bidiyavit. You've got to be standing up. So therefore, go and say your Tvila first at home, standing up. Masav et Mismach Gula Tvila Adav. I prefer the Gula Tvila. Therefore, even though it's Taka bidiyavit that he's sitting while he's saying Shimon Esrei, Chanach Mishka Breira, but be Masav Gula Tvila, that's the Machlekes. Anyway, when we saw a raya from this price, in the case of the Tanakama, when you're Yoshe Bekorin Besvina, you daven first at home standing, and then you say Krishma en route, and that's exactly what Avud Shmuel Velevi did when they were traveling as well. Good. Mareimer Umarzutra have a mechanfi be asura be Shabbata derigla. Shabbata derigla is the Shabbos before Yomtiv. That is when everybody got together to go and hear all of the Hilchos Yomtiv, like we have today, the Shabbos Shuvah and the Shabbos Hagudul. But here we're not talking about Shabbos Shuvah before Yom Kippur. We're not talking about only Shabbos Hagudul before Pesach, but we're talking about, says Rashi, all three. If you look at Rashi in the middle of the Yomid, the Shabbat of the Rigla, says Rashi, that Shabbos of Regel means Shalifnei Pesach, before Atzeres and before Sukkot. Now, The Gemara tells us that Mereimer and Marzutra have Mechanfi, they would collect together Be'asara 10 people to be able to daven B'Shabbat Derigla. Meaning, explains Rashi, Mereimer in his city and Marzutra in his city, because they were going to hold Alanga Shabbos Hagudul Drusha before Pesach, Ateris, and Sukkis. They wanted to make sure that they would daven in advance before the Drusha would begin, and the Drusha would begin very, very early in the day. This wasn't something that was in the afternoon or even in the middle of davening. This was very, very, very early. So they made sure to go and collect together 10 people and would daven early, and only after that then they would go to the Mokum Hadrasha, and then they would start the Drasha. Like Gemara says, Matzli would go and daven, the Mechanfi Be'asara get together a minyan on that Shabbos Rigla, Umatzli they would daven, the Behod and Afka the Pirk, and then they would go out to the Mokum where they gave the Perek, meaning where they gave the Shir. Let's take a quick look at the Rashi, that same Rashi we started before, B'Shabbat and the Rigla, Shilafnei Petzal Hatzeres V'Sukkis, Umareimer Be'iroi, Mareimer in his city, Marzutra Be'iroi in his city, in other words, each one respectively, Hoyu Hadarshanim, they were the ones that gave the Shir, V'Shachris, Hoyu Om Holchen Lebeis HaMedrish, and at that time in the morning people would come to the Besmedrish early. They would go and lay in Krishna. As the drush is ongoing, people had to go and daven Shemin Esrei. So each one would go on his own, would leave for a few minutes in Shemin Esrei, and then they would return. The Deshanim themselves, they would make a minyan before they went to the Besmedrish. So in other words, everybody else, they would rely on doing it whilst the drusha is ongoing. They would be able to sit in their seats and they would be able to go and lay in Krishna. When it comes the time for tefillah, they'd each one get up individually, this one go to the right and this one to the left and this one to the back and to the front, and they would go and daven and they would return to the drusha, and they could keep on darshaning. But they of course didn't have the benefit of being able to leave in the middle, because they're the ones that are darshaning. So therefore they would go make that minyan very, very early, and they would daven normally with bas masmach gula tefillah before the perek began, before the whole drasha.
And there was no tefillah
the ten they had from the Chanfi Be'asar. I mean, everybody else had the drasha. Everybody else, no. No, they, apparently from our Gemara, they were not makban in that, because oisim a mitzvah, potter a mitzvah. They were here the drasha. They listened to the shir, and then they went out each one individually. Ravashi matzli b'hadi tzibura. Ravashi had a different minig. He would daven together with the tzibur biyochid. Miyushev. The woman's Bahadi Tzibura Biyochim. Tzibura Biyochim, that sounds like a little bit like an oxymoron, right? If you're Tzibur, you're not Biyochim. I'm Biyochim, I'm a Tzibur. So he had a slightly different minhag. What he would do is, says Rashi, Rav Ashi, next Rashi, Hoy Rosh Hashiva, B'Mosa Machasya. In the town of Machasya, he was the Ruv, he was the Rosh Hashiva. V'Doyrishin, he was the Baldashin. V'Hulo Yehoye Mespal Koydim B'Samedish. He did not have the minhag like those two, the Mereimer and Marzutra, that davened early, but rather, and the Kishmagia, Zman Krishma, when Zman Krishma came, in the middle of the shir. Now, if he's giving the shir, how could he go and say Krishma? Oh, so remember, we always had a meturgament.
He gave over to Tacho.
That's right. So what he would do is, loichish har v'yachal meturgament ho'im v'lefana. He wouldn't just give him one paragraph. He would give him a meturgament, alanga, langa, langa, drusha, and he would give him enough time for the next 10 minutes, so the meturgament can wax at length about this sugya and that sugya. U'boich meturgament, mashmil ramim. Whilst the meturgament is busy going and mashmil ramim, so he would take a quick coffee break, and he would go, hukarit shema, he would go like Krishma, v'soymechul etvila, u'mispal miyushab, and he would be mispal sitting down.
What are his congregants?
The old individual. So why did he go and sit down? If he would leave like all of the other people were leaving one at a time, single file, then as soon as he gets up and he starts walking, everybody has to go and stand up for Rav Ashi, so therefore he sat there in his spot whilst the meturgament is waxing on and giving the shir and explaining it and expounding upon and answering all the shaydas and the kashas and everything else. He is in the meantime saying Krishna and Tfila, sitting down, says Rashi, Bahari Tzibura, when he's Bahari Tzibura, Vishah Shahat Tzibur Nishmotin Umispalim. At the same time, they individually, many of them are also going out to the right and the left in their davani. Inami Bahari Tzibura Kemoishu Yoishim Betechat Tzibur Kaloimar She'eno Yoitze. Ah, so Rashi now has given us the clue. What does this mean that he davened biyochid bahadit tzibura? Bahadit tzibura means just like whenever the tzibur were going out, each one individually to go and daven Shemin Esrei, he would be davening there inside the this Pesmedesh, where everybody was initially located and initially were listening to Drasha. Or the Pshat is, whilst they're all sitting, listening carefully to Meturgamon, in the middle of this Tzibur, he was davening Biyachidus, and he was saying his thing, the Krishma and the Tefillah, whilst the Meturgamon was explaining it all to the Tzibur. Anyway, so getting back again to the Gemara, so Marei Marzutra, they made sure to daven everything prior to the Shir, while Ravashi did the davening during the Shir. Bahavi Tzibura, whilst the Tzibur was sitting, or whilst the Tzibur was going out single file, he would daven Biyachid, Biyachidus, Miyoshev, sitting down, even the Shemoneh Esrei. Kiev Osla Basi, when he came home, Hodro Matzlim Omed, he would repeat the Shemoneh Esrei standing up. Why did he repeat the Shemoneh Esrei? He already davened. So Rashi says because he wasn't able to mechaven es liboy perfectly. After all, the meturgamon was being metargam, and he probably had to listen with one ear to make sure the meturgamon didn't say something wrong. And at the same time, he had to daven quickly because the meturgamon has got to finish relatively quickly, etc. So he wasn't able to mechaven the ganze kavana. So he came home, he davened Shemoneh Esrei once again, then Omed. Amli Rabbanan, 11 Markim Reim Marzutra. Why did you have to go and do all of this? That you say Alan Gedrasha for the Meturgamon, and you're sitting, and then you're standing, and you can't stand, and you got to go home, and you got to repeat it again. Why don't you do some Reim Marzutra and get the 10 people together before the Shir? Amlihu Trichli Milza. It's difficult for me. Now the Parship Shot, it's difficult for me, means to go and get together the minion at such an early hour. In other words, I feel weak, I can't get, collect them all together. But Rashi says a little bit differently. Rashi says Trichli Milza, Li Acher Besim Medrash ad she'espalo. I don't want that we should start the drasha so late. In other words, to get all the halachas that you need, l'moshel for Pesach, we can't start at 8 o'clock in the morning. We got to start early. We got to start at 4 o'clock. We got to start at 5 o'clock. And so therefore, I cannot say, let's wait until I finish davening. By the time I finish davening, it'll be 6 or 7 or 8 or whatever. So therefore, let's go and start very, very early, and I'll try to smuggle in the Krishma and the Shemoneh Esrei at the appropriate time in the middle of the drush, in the middle of the Shir.
And the davening?
This was the one was the 30 days before.
30 days before people got together in the large academies and they started davening and asking and trying to chew this. That was throughout the 30 days. Here we're talking about particularly on the Shabbos right before the Yom Tov.
The Torah is also.
Presumably, they increase the Torah. You can do the whole day. That's not, and you can do Musaf until the seventh hour or later, etc. Here we're talking about the Krishma and Chakras that had to be done in the morning. So they got it very, very early before the Shir, and he says, I'm going to say during the Shir, because I don't want the Shir to start so late. You had a question?
Yes, but if he's davening Shemoneh Esrei, it must be after the Zman now. So now he's davening Shemoneh Esrei, you know, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, let's say, whatever time he finishes.
I don't know when the Shir ended.
Whenever the Shir ended, it's clear that he's makpid to daven by the deadline during his meturgamon's repetition, mm-hmm. And now he's davening later, and later, presumably after the time.
Could be he's davening with a Netzach HaMikvasikin, Krishma before, Shemoneh Esrei after, that's at 6 o'clock. The Shir went until 10 o'clock, and 10 o'clock is at Rabbeisai. Baruch Hashem, we've gone through the whole Shir, now we've been sitting here for 5, 6 hours.
Yeah.
Now it's time everybody should go home, make Kiddush, come back for Kriya Satoira, come back for Musaf, and during that time he went to
daven. Repeating the Bracha Batala, since he said it earlier.
I'm sure if Ravashi said it wasn't the Bracha Batala, okay. He said it. Is Manoi, and later on he said it's the full kavana. The Gemara says Alavai she's spalled kol yoy. So therefore, in Nishkefel. Yes, Reb Simcha. What's the deal with this?
Question on the Shabbos. You can make
a Barry, if you're trying to address Barry,
it's about kosher.
Either you can say that because
that is a good show.
What I'm trying to accomplish is to finish the block within less than 85 minutes. And the Gemara continues on. Why is it something? But still, people are nervous and looking at the iPhones, looking at the watches. People are always nervous. It's called the Yetzirah. That's an old altamas. But anyway, beginning back to Gemara, the Frank Gemara of 11 Mar Kimerim Marzutra, Malu Trichli Milza, 11 Mar Kavud the Shmuv Levi, Kavud the Shmuv Levi, that when they ever had to travel, they used to go and daven Shemoneh Esrei first. And when he gives man Krishma, then they went and said Krishma. So they weren't Matzvah Kul Latila, but they had the benefit of standing up early right after Amud HaShachar. Abdi Hachi. I always looked around among the Zakenim Shibidar, and I didn't see anybody else that had that minhag of davening Shmanesri, first Mu'umid, and then later on saying Krishma. Bizmanai, all the rabbis that I was frequent with, and I used to go and be Mashamish, and I would learn by, they would always be Masma Gula Tvilas, even if it meant having to sit down during the Shmanesri and not sitting up. Zog the Mishnah. Now we're going to talk about Musaf. Rebbe Loza ben Azariah Omer, Ein Tfilas HaMusafin Ela B'chover Ir. You only have a chiv of davening Musaf if you happen to be in a city that has a tzibur, meaning at least 10 people that are going to daven Musaf in your shul. However, if it is a city that only has, for instance, 5 or 6 or 8 people, you don't have a minyan, you live in a little derfel, a little town, you have no chiv to daven Musaf. That's what Rebbe Loza ben Azariah says, Ein Tfilas HaMusafin Ela B'chover Ir. The word chover Ir means in a tzibur. Look at the Rashi parallel to our Mishnah. The whole takana of Musaf is only if you have a minyan, you have a tzibur. Chover ir means chaburas ir. Avaloy liyochid, if you happen to be all on your own, you're in the town, you're traveling, you're the only guy in town, you do not have to daven Musaf according to Rav Yehuda. However, don't think that that's the halacha. It doesn't make a difference wherever you happen to be. You have to go and daven Musaf throughout the world, just like you have to daven Shachris and Mincha Maariv. You have to daven Musaf even if you don't have a minyan. Rabbi Yehuda Oyim Mishmoy. Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Rabbi Loza ben Azariah, meaning Rabbi Yehuda is now going to disagree with the Tanakam. The Tanakam is quoting Rabbi Loza ben Azariah. Rabbi Yehuda says, I have a different Kabbalah of what Rabbi Loza ben Azariah said. He said the Kalmokim Shiyeshem Chaveir. If you have a city where you have a tzibur, yochid potter mitzvilas hamusaf, and then the yochid is potter from davening musaf, he can rely on the minyan in shtot that says that davened musaf, and he himself privately is now off the hook. So lechoira on the surface, Rabbi Loza ben Azariah and Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Loza ben Azariah are saying basically the same thing, that the whole halacha musaf depends: is there a minyan? Is there no minyan? If there's a minyan, you say it. If there's no minyan, you don't say it. So what exactly is the difference between the two? Rabbi Yehuda hainu tainis kama ikke benayu yochid shloi b'chaveir. What happens if you have a yochid who is not in a city of 10 people? He's a city of 8 people, 3 people, 4 people. You don't have a minyan. Tanakama Sava Potter, because that's what Tanakama says. Ain't Tfilas HaMusaf and Ela B'chover Ir. It's only in a town or a city that has at least 10. If you don't have 10, you don't have to say, you don't have to daven Musaf. But Yehuda Sava Chayv, Yehuda said, no, you do have to go and daven. Because what did Yehuda say? Kol Mokim Shiyesh Shom Chover Ir. If there is a minyan in town, then you are Potter. But what happens if there is no minyan in town? Then you're Chayv. So if there's no minyan, then I got a daven. That's enough. Give me in between the two. So how do we pass? Can Rabbi Bachinna, Amr Pchiyah Barav, Barav, Halokir, Yehuda Shem Mishim, Loz Ben Azariah, that if there is no minyan in town, you are chayiv to say. But if there's a minyan, then you do not have to daven Musaf. You can rely on the minyan davening on your behalf, davening on behalf of the tzibur. Amr Pchiyah Barav, Shapik Avris, I agree with you. As good gizok, the Amr Shmuel, Miyomai, from my youth, loy matzlina tzloisid musafim biyochad, I never used to go and daven musaf biyachidus because I lived in the town of Neherdot, which had a minyan, so I never had to daven. Labar mayuyam, except for that day, that Shabbos, the asa pulmusa de malka lamasa, a bunch of a garrison of troops came into the city from the melech, and everybody got quite nervous. And vatrida rabbanan, as a result, they weren't able to get together a minyan there in the city. Everybody probably was nervous what's going to happen. They all scattered. Oh, zeh gut gezot, and therefore v'lo tzoli, and therefore there was no minyan in shul that day for davening musaf. Therefore v'tzoli biyochin, and that's how I davened all by myself. V'havi yochin, and therefore I was in the bechina of our Gemara, that I was a yochid shulei b'chover ir, and therefore I paskin like, I'm sorry?
No,
and therefore he paskin like Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Loza ben Azariah, like we said before. Yosef Rabbi Chanina kara kami de Rabbi the Yosef Kama halacha Rabbi Yehuda she'omer mishim Rabbi Loza ben Azariah. He said, that's stuck in the halacha. Amalais, he told him, no, poik kara karecha lebra, the ain halacha Rabbi Yehuda. Go and tell your Dvar Torah that you just said now outside, because halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda Sha'om Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. But what is the halacha? The Gemara doesn't say. But the top toises fills in the blank. Ain halacha Rabbi Yehuda Sha'om Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah el halacha kirabanan. We pass it like the Rabbanan said, then it makes no difference. Your bechaver here, nish bechaver here, your aminion, nishka aminion, a big town, a small town, whatever you happen to be on the face of the globe, it's Shabbos, it's Rosh Chodesh, you gotta go and daven. Rabbi Yochanan, says Rabbi Yochanan, Avi Reisi, I myself saw, as Rabbi Yanai, Tzoli, Vohad Tzoli, that first he davened one Shemon Esrei, and then he davened another Shemon Esrei. Why was he davening two Shemon Esrei? The first one was Shachris, and the second one was Musaf. And presumably he's talking about in a place where there was no minion, and he was saying, you gotta daven anyway, even if there is no minion. So he davened two Shemon Esrei, Shachris and Musaf. How do you know that that's the reason why Rabbi Yanai was davening two Shemon Esrei? Maybe he was repeating Shachris. Maybe he davened Shachris the first time and he realized. He realized he didn't have full kavana at some point, and now he wants to daven a second time to be mechaven properly. So maybe that's what he was doing. Amalei, so Reb Zeta said back to Reb Yirmiyah, Chazi man gaber rabba kamasad alei. If you or I were going and saying Edus that we saw Reb Yanai davening over again, you might be right. However, Reb Yochanan is repeating it. Reb Yochanan is coming to tell us halacha. He's not coming telling us, oh, by the way, Reb Yanai did a poor job in the first Shemon Esrei, and that's why he repeated a second time. That would be almost a busha. What he's coming to tell us is halacha, and halacha is he davened Shachris, and the second Shemon Esrei was Musaf, and he did it even Shloi B'chavir to go and tell the halacha like the Rabbanan that you're supposed to always daven in Musaf wherever you happen to be. Rabami Rabasi, Avagav the Havilut, Tveiser Beik Nishta Betreya, even though there were 13 different shuls in Tveri, they have a Matzli, Elbe, and Imudi, we had this Gemara already before, because the Gemara says earlier that a Kodesh Baruch Hu, his Shoich Mishchina, the Dalar Amishal Halacha, so they would go and learn, they would daven in the same place that they would learn, even if there was no minion. The important thing is, they have a Matzli, the Beini Amudi, Heichad Havagarsi, where they were learning together every single day, Gemara and Shulchan Aruch, and all the Shuvisvar and everything else, that's where they would go and daven together to go and tell you your minion, nish minion. They would always go and daven Musaf every single time.
Yeah, now it goes back to Rabbi Yehuda.
Now the next line. Yeah. Reb Duma is always ahead of us. Itmar Reb Yitzchak Bar Avdimi Mishum Rabbeinu Omar. It's Mishum Rabbeinu Omar Veze Rabbeinu. Rashi says Rav. Others say might be Rebbe. Anyway, Omar, he says Allah like Reb Yehuda Sheomer Mishum Reb Elazar ben Azariah. Allah is like Reb Yehuda, named Reb Elazar ben Azariah. But as you saw, the Gemara before said that in fact we do not pass in that way, and we feze like the top toises. He always daven Musaf wherever he happened to be. Reb Chiya Bar Abba Tzali Vahadat Tzali. Reb Chiya Bar Abba daven first Shachris. And then afterwards, he davened again. Now, what did he daven again? Here it doesn't say what he davened again. So now the Gemara clears, Omri Reb Zeta, my time of Ovid Mar Hachi, why did you go and daven a second time? Maybe because you weren't mechavin. A person, before he starts davening Shemon Esrei, he should go and yimud. Yimud means he should go measure himself and figure out, am I now in a position to mechaven properly? Then daven. If I'm not, then wait. Sit around for 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, until I'm in the frame of mind where I can totally focus and put in all of my fervor and all of my kavana. So why would you have davened and then afterwards not had to daven a second time because perhaps you weren't mechaven Levi? Now notice the person that's asking these questions, this is Reb Zeta, right? Omli Reb Zeta, my time of in Marhochi is because Lekivan Mardate. If you go back to the previous story,
Reb Zeta and Reb Yirmiyah were talking.
That was the earlier story. Now we're just talking about Reb Zeta. Do you see Reb Yirmiyah too?
Yeah.
Okay. No. So maybe the reason why the Reb Zeta is repeated over here is because of that earlier story of Reb Yirmiyah asking Reb Zeta, Dilma Meikar Lekivan Date, Obseif Kivan Date. So you have a similar type of question and answer. Maybe the reason why Reb Yanai davened twice is because he wasn't Mechavan Das. So here too, just like Reb Yirmiyah was asking Reb Zeta, here Reb Zeta is inquiring, is that the reason why? Because you weren't Mechavan the first time properly? But if that's the case, that's improper, because you should have been mechavin, and you should have been meichin yourself before the first Shemon Esrei to be able to daven properly. And if you figured you couldn't, then you shouldn't have davened the first time. Zok Yimara, Ella, the reason is for a different reason. The problem was that it was Rish Chodesh, and maybe he didn't say Yalav V'Yuvay in the first Shemon Esrei, and that's why he repeated it to go and say Yalav V'Yuvay in the second Shemon Esrei. If you left out Yalaviyove ba'arvis a machzir noisa, you don't have to repeat it when they shiachol aim b'shachris, because you can always say tomorrow morning. So you missed it tonight, you can say it in the morning. B'shachris, if you missed Yalaviyove in the morning shemanesrei a machzir noisa, you don't have to repeat it. Shiachol aim b'musafin, you can go and say it in musaf. We don't mean literally to say Yalaviyove musaf. Nobody says Yalaviyove musaf, at least anybody that knows what he's doing. So when you go and down the musaf, since you say in the musaf, you go and say that v'roshi chadashim, so you go and the whole thing is based on Rosh Chodesh, so that's the equivalent of the Yalaviyovim Shachris. So you don't have to repeat your Shemon Esri again for Shachris if you're going to go and daven musaf later on. And what happens if you forgot to go and daven musaf? Then the machzir is like, you don't have to go and repeat it. You always get another chance to go and say Yalaviyovim or to go and say about Rosh Chodesh. So therefore, why did you have to go and daven the Shemon Esri the second time?
How can you not say Yalaviyovim? How
can you not? Please. Don't you remember Om Reb Yochanan? Now Rashi has two pshat of Betzim Bashanu, and Rashi says in the second pshat, Betzim means the Shliach Tzibur. If the Shliach Tzibur went and daven Shachris, and he left out Yalaviyovim, and everybody else was either looking in a sefer or they were daydreaming and they didn't know what was going on, and then the Shbal Shachris finishes Hamorach Sami Sor Bashalim, and someone says, "Hey, Yaakov, did you say Yalaviyovim?" "Oh, I forgot. That's already the third time today I forgot Yalaviyovim." Anyway, says the Gemara, the Shliach Tzibur does not have to repeat it because he will have a change. Because it's a Tercha de Tzibura, and everybody else said it on their own. And because the Shliach Tzibur will make him have another chance, they're coming to Mincha, to Shachris, Marav, all the things that we just spoke about. So therefore, he doesn't have to repeat it. But Avad Ayochid, that's a different story. So therefore, I know that everybody was perturbed, concerned, and they looked at it with very strange eyes. What? You forgot Shachris? You can rely on Mincha, and Mincha, you can rely on Musaf and all that, or Shachris, you can rely on Musaf. Rabbi say, don't be nervous. That's all talking about in the Havim. According to the Maskana, that only works like Gabi the Shliach Tzibur. It doesn't work regarding a regular Yochid. A regular Yochid, of course, if he forgets in Shachris, he has to repeat the Shemon Esrei. And if he forgot to say Musaf, he has to daven Musaf. And if he forgot in Yalaviv Mincha, he has to repeat the Shemon Esrei. That's a double Pashut. When we talk about the Shliach Tzibur, that's the second Pshat of Rashi. Rashi has another Pshat as well. Ayin Sham. That's a good question. If a Shliach Tzibur is davening for the Omid, he realizes before he starts his second Shemon Esrei that he forgot the Yalaviyovim, he does not have to repeat it because he can say it in the Shliach Tzibur Shemon Esrei. But what your question is, what happens if he forgot in both? Oy, then it's going to be a big problem, and the person shouldn't do something like that. He should make sure to remember at least once, if not both times. Anyway, but we're not finished yet. Yes, once asked Barry, once asked
Barry. Yeah, I understand. How could he forget to mention Rosh Chodesh in Musaf? What's the Musaf about? If it's not about Rosh Chodesh, it does.
Shabbos.
What happens if, in other words, if he's Shliach Tzibur, how could he go and forget it in Musaf?
What's he saying?
That is a good point.
Okay, all right.
Shabbos.
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 Shabbos. Shabbos. Shabbos.
What happens if you're now davening? This is referring, says Rashi, to two cases. Both the case where a person has to repeat his Shemon Esrei because he wasn't mechaven the first time, or because he left that Yalaviyovoi and he has to repeat his Shemon Esrei. It also is referring to a person who's davening Shachris, and immediately thereafter he's davening Musaf. For instance, he's not in a shul, he's traveling, and therefore he's not in a shul to go and daven and hear Kriyas HaTorah and all the rest. So right after Shachris, he wants to daven Musaf. He has other extraneous circumstances. How much time do you spend between Tefillah and Tefillah? Rav Huna, Rav Chizda, Chad Omer Kedeshe Tischoinen Datei Olav, V'Chad Omer Kedeshe Tischoilel Datei Olav. Now both of these mean basically the same thing. That means is that he should go and prepare himself. If you look at the Rashi, Shet Tischoinen, 8 or 9 lines before the new perek, shetischoinu shetehidate miyusheves larech devorav beloshen tchina, that he has yishev hadas, he's able to collect his thoughts together to be able to go and present his tefillah in a loshen tchina with tachnunim, with a great degree of humility. Exactly. So the new tefillah, you have to wait that amount of time. Says Rashi, shetischoilu loshen chiluhu fihihi. It's really the same pshat. They're only going in, and their whole machloikis is shetischoinein or shetischoilel, but both of them mean the same thing.
We have a siddur. We are talking about composing these tefillahs.
I wouldn't say composing, but to be masader in their minds, the proper tefillah. You're right. the times of Chazal, they didn't have, it could be in the times of the Gemara, they already did have. It depends on these individual man v'yomrim, if you're talking about the time of the Brice, the time of the Gemara. Avun and Rav Chizah already amayroim, so by that time maybe they already did have some Siddur Vemes. They certainly didn't have art scroll translated into French and to English and to Spanish.
You saw the Gemara.
They had it so tachnuna.
They
may have been organized set of brachas, but not each individual knew all the organized set of brachas automatically. They had to come imeichem themselves prepared. If you remember, at the beginning of yesterday's Gemara, we had the Shimon HaPikuli, Yisdir, Shmoyne Esri, Brachos, Lefnei Ram Gamliel, Alaseda Biyavne. And the Ritzvo asked on that Gemara, what do you mean he was Masada the Shmoyne Esri Brachas? We're on Chof Ches Amadeis, two lines from the bottom of the Yomid, Toner Ravonon, the beginning of yesterday's Gemara, or the tail end of Friday's Gemara, Shimon HaPikuli, Shimon the cotton handler, Hister, he was Masada the 18 Brachas of Neiram Gamliel Al Seder Biyap. Now this is talking already hundreds of years after Ezra and the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila were Mesader the Shemoneh Esrei in the first place. So now these Rav Gamliel and Seder B'Yavne is talking at the end of the second Beis Hamikdash, during the Churban Abayis, after the Churban Abayis, but since the second Beis Hamikdash was 420 years, we're talking about hundreds of years later. What does this mean that he was Mesader the Shemoneh Esrei? What did they do until now? Says the Ritva that because they didn't have printed Siddurim, everything at that time was Baal Peh. The reason why it was Baal Peh, because this was before Rabbeinu HaKadosh Rebbe got on the scene and said that it's an Eis Tzora, it's a Shas Heiro, it's a special time that we have to go and change the minhag until now, because until now, Dvorim She Baal Peh, E.F. Shilakosim, you weren't allowed to go and write it down. Oh, only now, by times of Rebbe, then they started writing down the Baal Peh. Since the whole Shemoneh Esrei, that was Anshin Hesed Gdoila, that's not Dvorim Shebachsav, it's Dvorim Shebachsav, they didn't have it written down, and therefore a person could make mistakes. Shimon HaPikuli was able to Masader it in the proper order. People had forgotten, they didn't remember exactly what the order was, and he was Masader it from the beginning. Anyway, the point is, like Mr. Friedlander said, it was not as simple as today, you just take a Siddur off the shelf, and you're davening. So, Rav Huna and Rav Chizda, between Shimon Esrei 1 and Shimon Esrei 2, they said we gotta have a little time to prepare ourselves. Zman shetischonen or shetischolel. Both of them are basically the same. Prepare yourself to be able to go and daven. Says the Gemara, why do we have these two different shinies? Man diyama kidei shetischonen dati olav dechsev vo eschanan el Hashem. Lashon of tchina, like Rashi said. Man diyama kidei shetischonen dati olav dechsev vayichal Moshe, a lashon of chiloi, which means also Moshe Beinu began to daven to the Baruch Shalom. So anyway, so you have to have this man between Shemoneh Esrei 1 and Shemoneh Esrei 2. Now you're wondering, how much time are we talking about? It doesn't say. It could be that it's kind of subjective. Each person, until he can get his mind focused and go and say it properly. Tosis, however, tells us, B'Shem Yerushalmi, if you look at the fourth Tosis from the top of the Amud, first Tosis tells us in Tosis number 3, he wants to daven again because the first time he left out Yalav Yovoy, Saint Alamot Lebracha, or anything else that requires him to say it again, Mashav Aruch, etc. V'chein bein tefillah shachas tefillah musafin, or like the second case, he daven shachas, he wants to daven musaf. Now, how much is the time? Next time, the time that it takes to walk four amas, which obviously is not very long, takes like 10 seconds, 20 seconds, whatever, depending on how quickly you walk. Anyway, that's the amount of time you should spend between one Shemoneh Esrei and another. Don't make a major hefsek. Right, three more, second wide line. Omer of Onan, Omer Rav. Tovli Hiskesh or Rosh Chodesh Arvis. What happens if you forgot Rosh Chodesh to go and say Yalav Yovi at night in Ma'ariv? Hey, Machzir, no, you say you do not have to repeat Ma'ariv. Why? The Shem Bezdin Makashin as a Chodesh Elabiyan. Because even in the good old days when they were Mekadosh, the new Rosh Chodesh, they did it during the day. And therefore the Bezin would get together and say, Mekudosh, 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 Chodesh, during the day. So the previous evening it wasn't. So even though we know, of course, when Rosh Chodesh is, we have our established Luach. However, in the good old days they didn't have that. They were Mekadosh, Chodesh, B'yom. So therefore, if you left out Ma'ariv at night, you left out Yalav V'Yovay in Ma'ariv at night, you don't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. Omer Neimer, Mistab Rebil to the Rab, Bechodesh Mole, and Bechodesh Chazer, Machzir and Oisai. As we all know, there are two types of months. There are those months that only have 29 days, and then Rosh Chodesh is the first of the new month, what would have been the 30th day, but it's not. We start off a brand new month, or you have the Chodesh Mole, where it's in fact a 30-day month, and Rosh Chodesh is on the next day, but we fear that Rosh Chodesh is also on the 30th day. In other words, we make 2 days Rosh Chodesh. But if you look at the calendar carefully, you'll see that the first day of Rosh Chodesh is Lamed of the prior month, and the second Rosh Chodesh is the first day of the new month. Aha. So Zogt Yez Amemer, Mistav and Mutzad Rav, that Rav said that if you forgot Yalav Yovai in Shemun Esri at night in Marav, you don't have to repeat it. That's probably talking about Chodesh Mole, meaning that you have two nights that you can go and say Yalav Yovai in your Shemun Esrei, right? So you didn't say it the first night, but you'll get another chance tomorrow night. B'Chodesh Chaser, we only have 1 day of Rosh Chodesh. If you left it out the night before, Machzir Noisai, you would have to repeat it after all. Rav didn't just go and say, well, you can have three times, six times to go and say Yalav Yovai. No. Rav gave a very clear reason that Ein Mekachas Chodesh Mole Ela B'Yoyim. So that's the case. Malichos Mali Mole Eloishna makes no difference with it. One day Rosh Chodesh, 2 days Rosh Chodesh. If you forget Yalav Yovai in Mariv, you do not have to repeat the Shemun Esrei, whether it's the first night or the second night, but you do have to repeat it if it's Shachris or if it's Mincha, and if you forgot to say something in Musaf, etc., you got to go and repeat your Shemun Esrei. The only difference would be, the only exception to the rule would be the Shliach Tzibur, as we said before. Start a brand new parak. If Mendy was here, would say we're starting a new parak. When a person is going to daven, he has to daven with kovid roish. As Rashi, b'hachno means with humility, with modesty. You're subjugating your will to that of the Rabbeinu Shalom. You realize you're not the greatest macher that you think you are. The Rabbeinu Shalom is in charge of everything. That's the way you have to go and daven with kovid roish. And the Mishnah tells Chassidim Rishonim, Yishoyin Shoachas Umispalim. The Chassidim Rishonim, they would go and wait 1 hour. They prepare themselves with the ganze achonis before the daven, so that they should be properly mechaven to the Rabbeinu Shalom, and not just chaplap. They should really be mechaven an hour before. If the person is davening, even if the melech comes in the middle of Shmon Esrei, and he asks him, remember by Kriyashma, we made a distinction whether it was between the parakim of Emtza Perek, whether Shomon Neakovoid, Nehayira. Here we're talking about Shmon Esrei. After the melech Shol Bishloimai, the king goes and says to him, Shalom Aleichem, and he's in the middle of Atachon Lonam Das, Lo Yishevenu, he should not respond. Even if there is a snake which is snaking up his body, going up his body, lo yafsik, he should not be masik. Don't be nervous about this part of the Mishnah. We're going to talk about this more tomorrow and the next day. I know you're thinking to yourself, pikuach nefesh. Yes, don't be nervous, Rabbi Yisai. Don't be nervous, Mircham. Hopefully you're not going to have this problem within the next 24 hours. Mircham, tomorrow and the day after, we're going to talk about it at greater length.
It was a pet snake.
A pet snake, oh, exactly, sure. You can hold on to pet snakes and have a good time. Zogti Mar, how do I know you have to dami toich kovid rosh? Rablozo, Damakrot says in the Pasuk, v'hi moras nofesh. This is talking about Chana, that unfortunately was very upset that she didn't have children, and Penina was needling her all the time and saying, Chana, you don't have a child, and I have children. So therefore, whenever she davened with great embarrassment, with great bitterness. For sure, the Shem Shemayim goes without saying. Penina was in the Shem Shemayim, 100%. You're absolutely right. Thank you for inserting that. Anyway, the Gemara equates Moras Nefesh to Kovid Roish, that the person davens with all seriousness, with great hachno to the Rebbeinu Shalom, just like Chana. She unfortunately was in very, very bad circumstances, getting needled by Penina and not having any children, so she was constantly nevach embittered. So maybe there's a special din with her. Maybe that doesn't apply to everybody else. When I mishtachvet to you, Kodesh Baruch Hu, says David HaMelech, I do it with a full degree of aim of the year, with fear and trepidation, in awe of the great HaKadosh Baruch Hu. After all, it says in the Pasuk about David, David HaMelech was really mischassid. He really put all of his emphasis in his tefillis, and he really mechaven to the 10th degree, the nth degree. But maybe the rest of us, maybe we don't have to have that same degree of year. Elam Rabbi Shimon Levi Mihocha Hishtachol Hashem Behadras Koydish Al Tikri Behadras El Becherdas. Go and take the hay Aleph Hay Ches and Ayin Armes Chalif. Take the hay and put in a Ches, and then you have to reverse the Dalit and the Reish and make it Cherdas. Cherdas means Charoda. Charoda again means
trembling.
Trembling, exactly. Fear and trepidation, or from the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that's the way you're supposed to daven Hishtachol Hashem Behadras Becherdas Becherdas Koydish Me Daganz Charoda. Maybe the pshat in the pasuk is like a foshet behadras kodesh. It's coming to tell you that when you come to daven, don't come in your gym clothes and in your shorts and barefoot. You should go and dress appropriately. After all, you're standing lifnei hamelech, and therefore the hadras kodesh means you should daven properly. You know, looking like a mensch, not telling us about charoda. Elom Rav Nachman Yitzchok Mihocha Ibdu Hashem Yira. The Gilu Bir Oda. Now what means Gilu Bir Oda? My the Gilu Bir Oda, Amravada, Bamasta, Amrava, Bamokam, Gila Shamteira Oda. Even where you have a festive occasion, there should still be fear and trepidation. In other words, it shouldn't be totally hefker. So therefore, if there's Hashem Biyira, we are serving Hashem Biyira, you're davening with Koyved Roish, with fear, and even your Gila, even when you're happy and you're festive, also Bir Oda, there has to be a degree of Ra'oda also there. That's why I tell this two stories. Abai, you have a Yosef Kamidara. He saw that he was really labedic that day. In other words, he was smiling and laughing from ear to ear and was, you know, shouldn't you restrain yourself because of this Gilu Bar'odah? Don't you see that I'm wearing tefillin? So what does that mean that I'm wearing tefillin? Says the last Rashi. Well, look at the Rashi before that. The Kabbalah Tuva Yoisimidai Venira Kapertikol Chas Hashem. Looks like, you know, he's really hefkedik today. Tefillinachnas says Rashi. The Haim Edus Shemimshelis Koinia Mishorase Alai. Once you see the tefillin on me, you know that I still have that aim of the Yira. I'm thinking of the Rabbi Shalom at all times. I have that tefillin.
I know has a chadas.
Exactly. And he more tells us a similar story. Of Yom Yavi Yosef coming to Rav Zeira, Chazi to have the Kod Baruch Tu. He was also listing Leibidik one day. Amalei Bechol Otzev Yir Moiser Ksiv, that you should go and make sure everything with Bissel Be'atzvis. Make sure you don't have Moiser too much frivolity and too much Simcha. You got to go and play it a little bit Bechol Otzev a Bissel Atzvis. Amalei said, "No, I'm not tefillin manachna. I'm wearing my tefillin. I don't have to worry. The memshel is koyni alai. I'm always going to not going to be masiach das. I know there's a rabbi shalom. I have nothing to worry about. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Isai Zagibench."